listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, and along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, we are from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and we are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, 34953. You can always call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. And we'll be more than happy to pray with you and pray for you, because we know there's no problem too hard for my God to solve. There's nothing too impossible for my God to do. Yes, yes, yes. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That is our motto that we say every day, each and every day that we get up, put our feet on the floor. We need something to carry us, to help us go through the day. And that is my slogan. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what my enemy throws at me. I don't care what my enemy brings. He cannot, and he shall not, and he will not steal my joy. I love that. Amen. Amen. Because sometimes we need that when we are down and we are out and we're going through something. We need something to pick us up, to lift us up out of the miry clay, out of the ditch, out of our self-pity. That's why I say this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want y'all to continue to pray for my wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker. She is still home recuperating for her operation. Thank the Lord that he healed her. Everything went well. Amen. No, we know that it takes a little time for the body to amend itself. And God, he made us in such a way, my God, that the human body can almost take care of itself. Amen. He put something on the inside of us that it can be healed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, Sister Connie, today church service is a lot different from what it used to be, yesterday's service. You know, society today is trying to have an impact on how we have church services. And I know y'all heard on the news the other day that the Supreme Court signed a law that our family can be two men's or two women's. And I know our president got on. I was listening to his broadcast on what he was trying to say. But you cannot convince me that is a family. I don't care how you stack it. I don't care how you pack it. I don't care how you restack it. That is not a family. When God created a man and a woman, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. That was the enjoyment that God gave a man and a woman when they're in the bedroom in a private moment, to be fruitful and multiply, to enjoy one another. Two men cannot be fruitful and multiply. I'm sorry. It just ain't gonna work. Two women cannot be fruitful and multiply. Together, they do not have the right tool. Somebody is missing the tool. Let me repeat that. Together, they do not have the right tool. Somebody is missing the tool. If we don't be fruitful and multiply, how can we replenish the earth? Animals be fruitful and multiply. They don't have no problem with it. Why can't us human beings, we want to try to change the society, change the way God created man and woman? I will never, ever, ever marry two men or two women as husband and wife. I don't care what law, what they sign, what they say. It is not natural for two men or two women to have to be a family. I don't care what kind of operation a man have. I can't care what kind of operation a woman have. You still a woman. I don't care what they take off, what they change. You still a man. Well, we have a caller. Hello, caller. You on air?
Hello. Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say, at first when I heard the ruling, I was so upset.
Yes.
But in church last night, God gave me peace.
Okay.
Because all these laws are not etched in stone, because God's law always overrules man's law.
Come on, you preaching
already. And I believe that God's going to allow that to be overturned. But by the way, two light sockets can't make a spark.
Oh, come on. Now say it again.
Two light sockets cannot make a spark.
Come on, preacher. You preaching already.
Because I am tired of, we got to speak out.
Yes, we do.
Because they're the minority, if you look at it. They're not the majority. They just got the biggest mouth.
That's right.
And we need to raise our voices. We've been in our prayer closets too long. Now it's time for us to come out and make a stand. Don't be afraid of these people.
That's right, sister. Come on, preach some
more.
Because
I love the Lord, and I know His law stands forever.
Yes.
I don't even know why a man want to kiss another man.
Ooh,
and a woman
come on,
kiss
baby.
Another
come
woman.
On.
You know, it's like you're kissing a dog's backside.
Come on,
you
now.
You do that.
Come on.
You're not doing it. It's God's laws. We gotta love God enough, and I think they need to come and have a real encounter with God.
Yes.
They'll see through His eyes. They won't see through man's. Man's
yes.
eyes says everything is right.
Yes.
But see, through God's eyes, He looks at sin. If He had to turn His back on Jesus,
yes.
and Jesus took our sins,
yes, Lord.
Why do we think that we can walk around in sin and still say we're going to make it to heaven?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's not so.
Come on, sister.
So I don't want to hold up your time. I don't want to take away from your preaching. I just want to ask you one question. What was the address again of your new location? I've been there to the one on Biltmore.
Okay.
And do you have the same worship leader?
Yes. The new address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie.
Okay. I owe your praise and worship leader some music. I hadn't been able to get there. So next time I come visit, I'm making sure I have all the CDs I promised him.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord.
All right. God bless
God
you
God bless you. Amen. Amen. I thank God that somebody's listening. Somebody feel the way that I feel that it's not natural. It just ain't right. I don't care what nobody say. It ain't the way in the world you can call that a family. And God did not create that. God did not set that up as a family. In the beginning, if we go back, I don't care what nobody say. I know some folks out there going to be mad, but that's okay. You get over it. But God created man and female, male and female, man and a woman. And He told them specifically to go out, be fruitful, and multiply. Now, ain't no way. I don't care what kind of operation that you go through, what they take off. But yet, if you was born a man, you still a man. If you was born a woman, you still a woman. And this idea talking about, well, I've been feeling the way I just need to be free. How in the world can you be free? You're a slave to sin. That's all it is. That's all it is. And my question is, what happened to our reasonable service to God? Where did our reasonable service go wrong? Now, if we look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2, and this is Paul preaching to us, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, the will of God. Now, I'm going to read you another Bible verse, and this is the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you, give your body to God because of all what he has done for you. Let's be a living sacrifice for God for all what he has done for us. He sent his lovely son that died on the cross, come on somebody, shed his precious blood so that we may have eternal life. Because of his mercy and his grace, God didn't have to do it, but just because that he loved us that much and his son loved us that much, that he was willing to come on earth, correct the mistake what man has made by losing the title of earth to Satan. So Jesus came and regained that what we lost. My God. That should be your reason for service. Be a living sacrifice. And it goes on and says, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is the true way to worship God. When you take your body and we begin to live and be a sacrifice for God. The true way to worship God. And it goes on and says, and don't copy the behavior and custom of this world. This is why we are losing our reasonable service, because so much of the world is trying to get inside of the church. You got leaders who will compromise the word of God. But let me tell you something, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, as chief apostle, I will not, and my wife as well, and we will not compromise the word of God. The word of God is the word of God, and that is the law. Can I get some help out there in my church today? Hey, somebody say amen. We will not allow what society say how we should worship, how we should come to church. We will not let that change, because God has already set the order. We got to be a living sacrifice. There are so many people now want to copy and do as the world do. But let God transform you into a new person by changing your way that you think. Now, all those people out there who call themselves two men and two women to be husband and wife, you need a new attitude change. God did not make you two women or two men. I'm sorry, it just ain't gonna fly. I don't care what you do, how you say, how you want to portray it, you still a man and you still a woman. That's the way it is. That's the way you was born. And God did not make a mistake when you was born. I hear that a whole lot. Oh, well, God, you know, I was born that way. You was not born that way. God did not put that in your DNA. Somewhere down the line, something happened to you that caused you to walk the way that you're walking. Can't get no help today. That's okay. But what we got to understand, by renewing the transference of your mind, that you can be changed. Tell me what God can't do. He's a loving God. And then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Go ahead, Carly, you on there?
Yes. I want to comment on what you were speaking of this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
About the bill that was passed.
Yes.
I want to know, where are the pastors that are sitting there and listening to all of this information that is being passed on to us? When are we going to stand? When are we going to do that million man march, or million man church march on the White House, saying that we don't agree with their decisions?
Amen. Well, here's the problem with that. because of a money issue. And you have a lot of these other folks that go to these different churches and they pay good tithes. And a lot of these pastors allow their tithes to influence how they conduct their service. They won't come against it because they're afraid that they may lose some members and may lose some money. I don't have that problem. But what is wrong is wrong. And what's right is right. And we will always stand for that what's right for God. So you're right, man. If we have more pastors, we need some more pastors right now to begin to stand up and say, hey, that is wrong. That is against God. God hates that. And it stinks as it knows. And we need to make a mod and try to get this thing reversed.
Right, because we need to say enough is enough.
Come on,
because
baby, preach.
It's infiltrating into our homes.
Yes.
You know, and I understand that a lot of times pastors don't want to come up against it is because they have family members that are either lesbian or either they are gay or homosexual. So they don't want to fight up against it because it hits home.
Yes, it
but
does.
But that's the time that you need to fight up against it because now is the time that you got to change your household
in order to
get the attention of the people.
That's
you
right.
You let your household know, I don't agree with this.
That's right. You got to start at your home.
What are you
going to
do about it?
Yes, you got to start at your home. Amen. I used to have a relative like that. My God. But I told him, hey, you need some Jesus. You need to change. Come on now. I was not afraid and still not afraid. So this is, you're right, man. We need pastors starting at home, cleaning our own house. Now we can go out. But like you say, because they feel like they don't want to upset nobody. They want to be political right. Come on. That's what they were saying. But me, I don't have that problem. What's wrong is this wrong. You're right. We need to get a bunch of pastors. We need to stand together and do not allow this to come into the house of God.
Exactly, because that's where it's going to come. It's already they're already trying to mandate it to come into the house of God and dictate of how we should perform marriages. So I'm against that. I'm ready to stand up, and I hope there's other pastors and leaders out there that's ready to stand up because it's wrong. And if we sit back and allow this to happen, then it's going to take over. It's going to infiltrate our structure, which is the church system, which they're already trying to do. That's all I had to say, Apostle.
That voice sounds familiar.
This is your wife calling
okay.
in this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see you feeling good. Amen. 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 I know so that voice so sounds familiar. But Apostle, you sure right. It's time. It's time for us to get up. It's time for us to say something. And we need more pastors who are not afraid to lose some members, who are not afraid to lose some tithe payers and stand up for what's right for God. And God is looking for those who have a heart of God. These are the type of leaders that God is looking for. So appreciate the call there, Apostle. See you when I get home, daughter. Love you.
And I just want to mention one more thing.
Go ahead.
You know, they're going to stand up against the flag that the the flag that they're talking about with this young man killing these people in the church.
The Confederate flag,
so,
yeah.
So the Confederation flag. So how come we can't stand up and speak out like that against the homosexuality that is happening, that is running rampant in our United States of America today?
Amen. Because everybody want to be political correct. Nobody don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I read for somebody to hurt my feelings, tell me the truth, for me to die and go to hell.
Amen, Apostle. You're doing a wonderful job this morning. Keep it up.
Okay, darling. See you when I get home. Praise the Lord. I'm glad my pastor is feeling good. Amen. But it's really a time for us to stand up, get some pastor leaders, and do what need to be done. And listen to this. And King James, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 13, it says, neither yield ye your members as an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as the instrument of righteousness unto God. Our body is supposed to be righteousness unto God. We supposed to live the way that we supposed to live, and that's right and holy. We have so many people that got all kind of excuses why they shouldn't come to church. And I say, give me one excuse why you should come to church. Just give me one excuse why you should come to church. And you can find one good excuse why you should go to church and live right from holy, then that's what you should do. We can always find fault in everything that we do. We can got come up, we got more excuses than Carly got liver pills. Come on now. But yet when it comes to God, we stand for everything else. But we ain't, and nobody seems like they want to stand up the righteousness for God. Nobody don't want to stand in the gap and speak for the Lord. And the New Living Translation says, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. That's what you're doing. It is not natural for two men to be laying down with each other. I'm sorry. It ain't natural for two women to be laying down, talking about husband and wife. It just, how you think our children going, when they grow up, they going to grow up confused. When they see another man and a woman as a family, but when they go home, they got two mamas or two daddies talking about their family, that's confusing to our children. And we wonder why our children are acting the way that they are acting. It's because that they are confused in society. Yes, society say it's okay. You have to accept. I don't have to accept that. And I will not accept that. Do I have any pastors out there feel the way I feel and want to stand up for righteousness? Stand up for God and do the right thing? Don't mind speaking against sin? Because we have so much sins. And we have a lot of stuff that goes on in the house of God that's not right. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of weakness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from dead to life, and other parts of yourself to him as the instrument of righteousness. Sister Connie, we have not been transformed by the renewing of our mind until we understand that my reasonable service, which is really my worship to God, need to be accepted by him. I cannot worship God any kind of way. I refuse to come to God any kind of way. My body must be a living sacrifice. That means that I must live and act holy wherever I go. Now, we have people that's come to the house of God. They act so holier than thou. But when they leave the house of God, they are in sin. How can we show God that we are worshiping him when we are not living the way that we're supposed to? And during the Old Testament times, when they brought the animals to the altar to be slain, they gave up all rights. They had no claim to that animal. And that's how we're supposed to be when we bring our body to God as an offering. That we have no claim or no right, but it all belongs to God. We are to offer living as opposed to a slain sacrifice. The Christian does not offer his body to be slain. We died with Christ and has been raised up with him, and we are seated in Christ in a heavenly place. Therefore, we are now to be a living offering and dedicated to God. We have received a new life in Christ, and in this new life is the constant living activity service to God. God can use us in his service of worship with the newness of life that give us by the union with our raising with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And fight, that is the only kind of service that would please God. When the worshiper take his sacrifice animal to the temple to offer it to God, he present it entirely. He surrender all claim to the animal. It was no longer his to claim or use in any manner. Apostle Paul has the idea clearly in mind. The believers in Christ is to be devoted himself to God, and as if he had no longer had any claim on himself. The Lord is now the owner of the lewd and living sacrifice. He is at God's disposal to do his business. The Christian live for one another for one purpose, and that is to honor, to glorify, and to serve God as a living sacrifice. Our accepted service is our worship offering by mind and heart. God loves you, and he purchased you at a great cost. Therefore, he wants your reasonable service and a spiritual act of worship. The service of an obedient life is the only reasonable response to the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. What is the sacrifice we are offering to the Lord? Is it a spiritual, reasonable worship service consecrated to God that is accepted by God because it includes the whole person, the mind, the reason, the intelligence? It is personal, it's rational, it is conscious, it's intelligent, it's devoted to the service to our Lord. It is not a mechanical like an animal that cannot decide about its own destination. We need to learn how to serve the Lord. And that is our reasonable service. That is our worship to God. That we give our bodies a living sacrifice and be holy and righteous before God. No matter where you go or what you do, be a living sacrifice. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker with my wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and we are from First Church, Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, 34953. And you can call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Are we ready to say our motto before we end our program? Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Chief Apostle Brandon Whitaker, and may God bless you. May God love you. And remember, Jesus Christ died for your sin so you may have the right to the tree of life. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.